From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces launched an operation Monday to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Led by the Counterterrorism Service, Iraqi forces backed by airstrikes entered the city before dawn to engage IS defenders who first occupied the city 2.5 years ago. Iraqi Brigadier General Ali al-Hamdani said there is excellent coordination between the army and Shia militia units taking part in the operation. He said enemy defense strongholds have been broken, Sharia courts destroyed, and command and control centers neutralized. As the battle raged, there are concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside, along with the threat posed by booby traps, roadside bombs, and suicide attackers. Former Chadian dictator Issa Nabre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued the verdict Monday, convicting Nabre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. Suleiman Gwengweng, a rights activist and torture victim, proclaimed himself satisfied. He said it hurts. Many of his colleagues died along the way. Still, he added, it is a happy moment. Human Rights Watch, which worked closely with victims of Nabre to bring him to trial, said the verdict sends a message that the days when tyrants would brutalize their people, pillage their treasury, and escape abroad to a life of luxury are coming to an end. Nabre fled to Senegal after being overthrown by Idriss Deby. This is VOA News. The South Korean Defense Ministry says the North Korean effort to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test, in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city Wonsan. The ministry didn't indicate what type of missile, but the Yonhap News Agency said it was a medium-range Musudon missile, which the North Koreans have tried 3 times before but failed to launch. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as he swore in his new defense minister, held out the prospect Monday of reviving the Moabit Peace Initiative with the Palestinians.
I take this opportunity to make clear that I remain committed to making peace with the Palestinians and with all our neighbors. The Arab Peace Initiative includes positive elements that can help revive constructive negotiations with the Palestinians.
Mr. Netanyahu said his government is prepared to negotiate with Arab states revisions to a 2002 Arab Peace Initiative to reflect what he called the dramatic changes on the ground. New Defense Chief Avigdor Lieberman of the right-of-center Yisrael Beiteinu party said he's committed to 2 states for 2 peoples. Mr. Lieberman's party widens the government's majority in the Israeli parliament, or Knesset. Taliban militants in Afghanistan intensified attacks in their southern stronghold of Helmand province, killing at least 12 policemen Monday, reportedly more than 30 on Sunday. Helmand is the largest province in Afghanistan and is a poppy-producing region. Egyptian authorities have taken into custody the head of the country's journalist union, along with 2 associates, for spreading false news and harboring fugitives. The trial is expected to get underway Saturday. They've been released after being questioned pending the trial. They face prison time if convicted. Amnesty International denounced the legal action, calling it a dangerous escalation, part of the government's draconian crackdown on freedom of expression. Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte was officially proclaimed president-elect of the Philippines by the Congress Monday, with Congresswoman Leni Robredo as his vice president-elect. Mr. Duterte skipped the ceremony Monday, remaining in Davao City, where he has resided since his May 9 electoral victory. President Obama commemorated the nation's war dead Monday on Memorial Day in remarks at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, calling on Americans to help the families of the fallen. He called on the living to fill the silence of those who died serving their country.
For us, the living, those of us who still have a voice, it is our responsibility, our obligation, to fill that silence with our love and our support and our gratitude, and not just with words, but with our actions.
Americans have set aside the last Monday of each May to observe Memorial Day, once known as Decoration Day in the 19th century, following the country's bloody Civil War. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.